Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, an exciting event coming up during Cattlemen's Congress regarding the Beef Quality Assurance Program. Tell us more.
Absolutely. As cattlemen and women gather in Oklahoma City for Cattlemen's Congress to showcase and market their elite cattle genetics January 1st through the 16th, cattle producers also have the opportunity to participate in a unique seminar featuring national beef industry and breed leaders while also achieving their Beef Quality Assurance certification. The event is scheduled from 1 to 4 p.m. on Tuesday, January 4th at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds in the Super Barn Sales Arena, and all producers are invited to attend. There is no cost to attend the event, but attendees are asked to RSVP by visiting the Oklahoma Beef Council website at oklabeef.org. It's important for producers to keep their BQA certification up to date, so come out to Cattlemen's Congress on January 4th for some great BQA education, outstanding cattle genetics, and a wonderful trade show.
Thanks, Heather. Again, you can learn more about this BQA event at oklabeef.org.
No hard agricultural news for you today on this Christmas Eve 2021, but instead we want to go back to a book that we've quoted to you before, A Set of Prayers, The Farmer Gives Thanks, by a gentleman by the name of Samuel Gard, who was an agricultural journalist back starting in the 1920s, worked for a while for American Farm Bureau, helped establish WLS Radio in Chicago, dedicated that to farmers, and was on the air for several years there, and then later bought the Breeders' Gazette and operated that magazine for many years. One of the prayers in the book about Christmas time, I thought I might share it with you today on this Christmas Eve. Sore afraid, too, we who are wont to abide in the fields watching our flocks, come now to kneel as in a stable, even a cow stable, Lord, back of an inn, just as the angel told us. And lo, in a manger where we were, wont to put hay for the livestock, we found thine only begotten Son, given to us by our Father in heaven, that we other children should not perish from the earth. Emmanuel, Prince of Peace, in a manger, a lowly manger, might have been our manger, where stood the star, for such is the kingdom. Amen. Another of the prayers that Samuel Gard writes takes the point of view of the shepherds. Our Father, who art in heaven, as the short days come, we would be humble. As the old year wanes, we would be just. We thank thee, Lord, for harvest garnered, for brood cows sheltered, for holly berries reddened, for the chickadee that stayed. We are shepherds still and sore afraid. Help us to hear. Help us to believe. Help us to join the angel chant. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. All men. Amen. I've always been of the opinion that agriculturalists, farmers, ranchers have a special affinity to that great story of 2,000 years ago of the Christ child born in a manger, in a stable, surrounded by farm animals, announced by angels to shepherds who came and worshiped, and then they left, and they told everyone about the Christ child that they had seen, God coming down to this earth to live among us. My wish for you and yours on this Christmas holiday weekend is that you have a happy and a holy and a very special Christmas. Merry Christmas, my friends. You've got farm news on Ron.
The 20th annual Denim and Diamonds Angus Sale happens Wednesday, January 5th, 2022, in conjunction with Cattlemen's Congress at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds. The sale will be held at 5 p.m. in the Super Barn Sale Arena, offering 50 elite Angus lots. You can attend the sale in person or view and bid online on liveauction.tv. For more information about the Denim and Diamonds Angus Sale, call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081. For a catalog, go to mcsauction.com.
Merry Christmas to you and yours. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.